This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Cyclone Freddy has made a second pass through southern Africa. VOA's Steve Karish has more.
Cyclone Freddy has broken records for both strength and duration of tropical storms in the southern hemisphere, having first been spotted near Indonesia on February 6th. Footage released by UNICEF shows strong winds and heavy rain hitting the port town of Quelimane in Mozambique as residents battle the storm. Communications and electricity supply in the storm area have been cut, so the extent of the damage and number of casualties is not yet clear. State TV reported that at least one person was killed in Quelimane on Saturday when his house collapsed. 2 weeks ago, 27 died in Mozambique and Madagascar when the storm made landfall for the first time. In Malawi, authorities are bracing for the cyclone to pass through the southern portion of the landlocked country by evening, bringing torrential rains and flooding. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
An Italian lawmaker says intelligence reports indicate 680,000 migrants in Libya are awaiting an opportunity to set out in smugglers' boats toward Italy. The parliamentary whip from the prime minister's far-right Brothers of Italy party cited the estimated number from the Italian Secret Services while appearing in a TV news program on Sunday. But a spokesperson for the UN's migration agency called the estimate not credible, noting that not all migrants in Libya want to go to Europe. Italy's Coast Guard rescued more than 1,000 migrants in the Mediterranean Sea in recent days. On Sunday, three bodies were found from a February 26th shipwreck off Italy's coast. That raises the known death toll from the accident to 79. From Washington, this is VOA News. In a race to contain the panic over the Silicon Valley Bank collapse, media reports on Saturday said financial regulators in the United States were weighing the creation of a new fund that would allow them to backstop more deposits at banks that run into trouble. Reuters' Diane To reports.
Queues were seen outside a First Republic Bank branch in California on Saturday, with worried customers wanting to withdraw funds after the sudden collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. Startup-focused lender SVB Financial Group on Friday became the largest bank to fail since the 2008 financial crisis. It's worrying some analysts and prominent investors who warned on Saturday that without a resolution by Monday, other banks could come under pressure if people worried about their deposits.
That's Reuters' Diane To reporting. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has given the most forceful rebuke to date of his one-time boss, former President Donald Trump, saying history will hold Trump accountable for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol building. On Saturday night, Pence told assembled journalists and their guests at the annual Gridiron Dinner that President Trump was wrong, those were his words, when the former president urged protesters to fight to keep Pence from certifying the results of the 2020 election, which resulted in Trump's defeat. Pence was in the Capitol when thousands of Trump supporters breached the building during the siege. During the riot, Trump sent out several tweets, one calling on Republicans to fight and others making false claims of voter fraud. Trump also criticized Pence for certifying the results. Australia believes that because of its mutual ties with China and the United States, it could help ease the tension between two of the world's superpowers. But as VOA's Phil Mercer reports, there's another pact that could push China further away from mediation.
In 2021, Australia, the United States and Britain signed the Trilateral AUKUS Alliance. Details of the accords, including Australia's acquisition of nuclear-powered submarines, are expected when the leaders of the three countries meet in San Diego, California, early next week. China has criticized the AUKUS pact. A spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs said it would stir up an arms race and undermine peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Thousands of people protested safety deficiencies in Greece's railway network nearly 2 weeks after dozens were killed in the country's deadliest train crash. They're also demanding punishment for those responsible for the February 28th head-on collision between a passenger train and a freight train that killed 57 people. Marissa Melton, VOA.